You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good to your job. They're called skills. And CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder CoLab. Check out resume examples, learn what recruiters are looking for, search salaries, and view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.
How did it work out last week? I elected to go with Randy as the kicker.
We just thought it was best for the team. You get a veteran guy, quick turnaround. He's done it before. It makes it real easy. He's done a good job. Both of them done a good job since they've been here. But we just went with Randy because it was just the best for us at that time.
Was it based on circumstances last week? Like, could we see something different this week?
Or? Yeah, I mean, obviously, it was a quick turnaround. Like, as soon as, that's late in the week, you want to make sure a guy feels comfortable. Just all the different mechanics and all different nuances between the two different kickers, just being able to get that ironed out as quick as you can. You get a quick little session on Friday. He just kicked in a workout on Thursday. You get pregame on Sunday, and now you got to play. So we didn't have a lot of time to mull over who's going to do what. You got to make a decision going on. You got to get the reps.
Do you have a decision on who your kicker is this week, or are you doing like a tryout again like you kind of did last week?
Yeah, they're just both working, we'll see where we're at the end of the week.
How do you decide? It's because it's such like a binary thing. You're making kicks, you're missing kicks. Is it literally who makes more kicks in practice?
Yeah, it's a rhythm thing, who we feel the most comfortable with, who we think is the most comfortable, and just go from there.
How much do you kick field goals in practice? Like, how many opportunities do you even get?
We kick on our own. Like, we do a lot of stuff on our own. So, but with the team, it's only like 6 to 8 reps. So, it's not a lot with the team. But it's more so of what we do, when we're by ourselves.
What does that entail?
Just kick. Yeah, it's basically doing the whole operation just without the team.
And I think back a couple of years ago when you had Rosas here, it seemed like you really enjoyed watching a young kicker kind of develop and become, what he did in his best season here. Do you look at Cade as not in a direct similar situation, but a chance to see a young guy who's talented and try to develop him into a kicker that you can look in this league?
Yeah, I mean, that's why he's here. He's here for us right now. And we got to try and make the best out of his situation and try and get him better, for the time that he's here. But he's very talented. You're right. I mean, he has a very strong leg. He's very talented. He's done some really good things in his career, and that's why he's here. Like, we've identified that. But his whole goal is to work to get better every day. And we got to make sure that we're doing those little things that to help him get better every day. That's it.
What were the issues that he had to fix based on, obviously, it didn't go well in Cleveland?
There's a few things that I can pinpoint. I think he was trying to do some different things with his swing. Cleveland's a little different. It's probably the hardest stadium to kick in the league between there and Pittsburgh. But he was trying to make some adjustments with the, always like crowd noise. Trying to make some adjustments. So, it's just working through that. And again, Cleveland is different. And it's just, our place is not too far off of it, but it was just different. So those are things he was just trying to do.
You look at it mechanical then, more than mental?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, he was just trying to you know, it's so windy in Cleveland, you're trying, you know, you hit a different kind of ball because if your ball gets high, the wind's just going to take it. So when you try and drive the ball, you know, it's your plant's a little different. You know, it's just a bunch of different mechanical things that you try to do to adjust to the wind. And, you know, it was just something that he was working through. So
can mechanical screw with the mental eventually?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, you want to have success. You know, anytime something mechanically goes wrong and your ball is not going on the flight that you want to go on, you don't feel comfortable. If you don't feel comfortable, you doubt yourself, and all, you know, all those different things come into mind, you know, so.
When do you make that decision? Is it after practice Friday? Is it, what's the timing of it?
You know, who knows? You know, we're just going to just let it play out and let those guys get their work in. And, you know, whenever we make the decision, we make the decision, but they'll both be ready.
What makes Paris Campbell a good kick returner?
He is big, strong, and fast. You know, you go back and you look at Parrish when he was in college at Ohio State. You know, I think I want to say he's over 27, almost 28 yards of kickoff return. So he's very explosive. You know, he runs into 4.3s. He's a strong runner. You know, he was one of those hybrid guys coming out of Ohio State in the line of Percy Harvin and Chris Rainey and, you know, all of those guys that were at Florida under that Urban Meyer system, you know, Curtis Samuel, those style of guys, you know. So he's very, very strong, and he does a good, and he runs tough. So, no, that's what makes him good.
Is that you always, is that you to get a little juice from how he's kind of carried the ball and returned?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I think, you know, you can see what he's done since he's been in there. And I think we've done a better job of blocking for him. But he brings some definite juice to us.
Obviously, you know, best case scenario, would love to score on special teams every week. When you face a game like this, where obviously you got a young rookie quarterback going, obviously you're facing a pretty explosive offense.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a little extra pressure or anything else to dial up to try to score on special teams? One of your paths to victory, so to speak?
For me, that's something that, you know, every week we want to have a goal of doing that.
Yeah.
You know, and that is a goal. We always want to be able to affect the game in a positive way, especially by either scoring points as a field goal unit or being able to score as a return unit or a coverage unit. However we can, you know, we can affect the game positively. You always want to do that. You know, as far as the pressure you don't feel pressure to do it, but you want to do it. You know what I mean? Like that doesn't bother me.
I meant urgency.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you always want to do, especially in our situation, like we're 2-7. Like we're trying to do something to help us win the game. And the more we can do as a special teams unit to be able to possibly score, it's going to help us win. So I think that's something that we're always striving to achieve. But, you know, obviously now we want to, you know, it's even more sense of urgency, not just by us, but by the defense and, you know, everybody else because of where we are.
Thomas, do you ever even remind these guys that Dallas blocked a field goal last game, and or do they know it?
No, I mean, obviously, it's the first play of the game, first score of the game, and, you know, you don't have to remind them of that. But obviously we did. And but no, I mean it's one of those deals. It's a play that happened. You got to learn from it and move on from it and be better because of it.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.